الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، on this day, the 3rd of May, which corresponds with the 8th of Jamad al-Thani, or Jamad al-Awwal, 1430, we have with us our Shaykh Khalid ibn Qasim al-Raddadi, حفظه الله تعالى. He is scheduled to give a series of talks on the virtues of Islam. However, due to some news that has reached the Shaykh, he wanted to give the talk on the issue of the weakness of Iman, how to make your Iman stronger, and looking at the subject of the weakness of Iman. So inshallah ta'ala, this is what the Shaykh is going to be dealing with tonight or today. In your time, inshallah ta'ala. And after the talk, the Shaykh will open up the floor for questions and answers, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So without further ado, we'll let the Shaykh begin. Sadaqa wa fadlan mashkura.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'firuhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa sayyati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإنه يطيب لي في هذه الليلة أن نلتقي ونتدارس سويا موضوعا يحتاجه كل مسلم، فإن موضوع الإيمان والعناية بالإيمان ومسائل الإيمان أمر عظيم، ولا ريب أن على المسلم أن يتفقد إيمانه وأن يسعى جاهدا في علاج أي أمر ينافي الإيمان أو يسبب في ضعف الإيمان. وكذلك أيضا على المسلم أن يعتني بقلبه، فإن القلب ملك الجوارح، فإذا استقام القلب استقامت الجوارح، إذا صلح القلب صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسد القلب فسد الجسد كله. وموضوع القلوب موضوع حساس ومهم، وسمي القلب قلبا لسرعة تقلبه، قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما القلب من تقلبه، إنما مثل القلب كمثل ريشة معلقة في أصل شجرة يقلبها الريح ظهرا لبطن، أخرجه أحمد وهو في صحيح الجامع. وفي رواية: مثل القلب كمثل ريشة بأرض فلاة الريح ظهرا لبط، أخرجه ابن أبي عاصم في كتاب السنة. والقلب شديد التقلب كما وصفه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لقلب ابن آدم أسرع تقلبا من القدر إذا استجمعت غليانا. فقلب ابن آدم أسرع تقلبا من القدر إذا استجمعت غليانا. وفي حديث آخر قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أشد تقلبا من القدر إذا اجتمعت غليانا، أخرجه أحمد وهو حديث صحيح. والله تبارك وتعالى هو مقلب القلوب ومصرفها، كما جاء عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يقول: إن قلوب بني آدم كلها بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن كقلب واحد تصرفه حيث يشاء. ثم قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اللهم مصرف القلوب، صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، أخرجه مسلم.
نعم. الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى. He began with Khutbatul Hajah, and then he says that it brings great pleasure to him to meet with all of the listeners tonight. and to study something that is very important for every Muslim. And that is the issue of Iman, the issue of one's faith. He said, because indeed the issue or the subject of Iman and the issues that are related to Iman is a great affair. And it's important for every Muslim to be concerned about his Iman, about his faith, and to look at the things that may cause the weakness of faith, and then look for its treatment. Then the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said, and this is from the affairs that are related to the heart, and it is upon every Muslim to be concerned and to care for his heart, because the heart is the king of all of the limbs, the king of all of the organs, it is the king of the body. And if the heart is righteous, then the remainder of the body will be righteous. And if the heart is corrupt, then the remainder of the body is going to be corrupt. And therefore, the subject of the heart, looking at one's heart, dealing with the heart, is a very sensitive and important issue. And the heart, in the Arabic language, it is called al-qalb. And that is because, it comes from the root word qalaba, or taqallub, which means to fluctuate or to constantly turn. So the heart is called the heart, or it is called the qalb, because of how it fluctuates, or how much it turns, if you will, and changes. And this is, as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام has said, إِنَّمَا الْقَلْبُ مِنْ تَقَلُّبِهِ, that the qalb is called that, or that it is called the heart, because of its fluctuation. Indeed, the example of the heart is like a feather that has been attached to a tree. The wind takes it, moves it back and forth. The wind moves it back and forth. So this is the example of the heart. And you can picture it in your head. It is like a feather, okay, that is hanging from a tree, and the wind is moving it back and forth. This is how the heart is. This has been narrated by Al-Imam Ahmad, or collected by Al-Imam Ahmad. And it is also in his Sahih al-Jami'. We left off, the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala was mentioning the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said that the heart has been named al-qalb because of its taqallub, that is, because it fluctuates. Indeed, the example of the heart is like a feather that has been hung to a tree. The wind moves it back and forth. And this has been collected by Al-Imam Ahmad, and it is also in Sahih al-Jami' of Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, who declared it to be Sahih. Likewise, the heart, it not only fluctuates, but there is a fluctuation. Now, also, from the characteristics of the fluctuation of the heart, is that it not only moves, but it is shadid al-taqallub. That is, that it moves in a very a fashion that is not like your average movement. That is, it moves back and forth in a way that, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described it, لَقَلْبَ بُنْ آدَمْ أَسْفَعُ تَقَلُّبًا مِنَ الْقِدْرِ إِذَا سُجْمِعَتْ خَلَيَانًا. That is, that the heart of the son of Adam, or the child of Adam, moves faster than the pot that is filled up with water, filled up with boiling water. So, as you know, you see the top of the pot going back and forth and back and forth, and the way that the water is moving inside of a pot that is, if the water is boiling. And this has also This has been collected by Ibn Abi Asim, and Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that it is sahih. And in another narration, which is very similar, in another narration also, which is almost the same exact meaning, it's been collected by Al-Imam Ahmad. So therefore, you have to be very concerned about your heart staying firm upon the truth. And for this reason, as Allah subhanahu, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one that turns the heart. He is the one that turns the heart. As it comes in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, that he heard, radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that he heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, that indeed the hearts of the children of Adam, all of them, all of the hearts, are between two fingers from the fingers of Ar-Rahman. Just like one heart. He turns them wherever he wants to. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said after that, he made this dua, O Allah, O turner of the heart, turn my heart to your obedience. And this has been collected by Al-Imam Muslim.
نعم. وحيث إن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه لن ينجو يوم القيامة إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم وأن الويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله وأن الوعد بالجنة لمن خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب كان لا بد للمؤمن أن يتحسس قلبه وأن يعرف مكمن الداء وسبب المرض ويشرع في العلاج قبل أن يطغى عليه الران فيهلك والأمر عظيم والشأن خطير فإن الله قد حذرنا من القلب القاسي والمقفل والمريض والأعمى والأغلف والمنكوس والمطبوع المختوم عليه ونحن ها هنا نحاول التعرف على مظاهر مرض ضعف الإيمان وأمراض القلوب ونحاول الإشارة إلى ذلك ونسأله تبارك وتعالى أن ينفعنا بما نقول وأن يجعله حجة لنا لا علينا يوم القيامة وأن يرقق قلوبنا ويهدينا إنه نعم المولى وهو حسبنا ونعم الوكيل نعم
Now, and since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes between the individual and his heart, and because a person will not be safe on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, and on that day of standing, except for the one that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that is saleem, that is pure. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned those who have hardened hearts, those whose hearts do not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because the promise of Jannah is not given except to the one who has khashya, fear of Ar-Rahman, fears him without seeing him, and the one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a heart that is repentant, because of all of these factors, it is very important that the believer knows his heart. And he is aware of the diseases of the heart and the reasons that the heart becomes ill and the heart becomes sick. And then he begins to, it is very important, based on that he begins to treat his heart before his heart becomes blackened and is destroyed, which is a very dangerous thing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us from having hard hearts and from a heart that is sick and a heart that is blind and a heart that is turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sealed. And so what we're going to do tonight, inshallah ta'ala, is try to look at the things that are signs of the sick heart and point to these things. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us with that which we say, and to make it a proof for us, not a proof against us, on the day that we meet Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften our hearts and to guide us. Indeed, He is the best of protectors, and He is
sufficient for us, وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and he is the best of those who are in charge of our affairs.
فلا ريب أن مرض ضعف الإيمان له أعراض ومظاهر متعددة. فمن هذه المظاهر أولا الوقوع في المعاصي وارتكاب المحرمات. فمن العصاة من يرتكب معصية يصر عليها, ومنهم من يرتكب أنواعا من المعاصي. وكثرة الوقوع في المعصية يؤدي إلى تحولها إلى عادة مألوفة, ثم يزول قبحها من القلب تدريجيا حتى يقع العاصي في المجاهرة بها, ويدخل في حديث كل أمتي معافى إلا المجاهرين. وإن من المجاهرة أن يعمل الرجل بالليل عملا ثم يصبح وقد ستره الله فيقول يا فلان عملت البارحة كذا وكذا, وقد بات يستره ربه ويصبح يكشف ستر الله عنه. أخرجه البخاري. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان أيضا الشعور بقسوة القلب وخشونته, حتى لا يحس الإنسان أن قلبه قد انقلب حجرا صلدا لا يترشح منه شيء ولا يتأثر بشيء. والله جل وعلا يقول ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة. وصاحب القلب القاسي لا تؤثر فيه موعظة الموت ولا رؤية الأموات ولا الجنائز, وربما حمل الجنازة بنفسه وواراها بالتراب, ولكن سيره بين القبور كسيره بين الأحجار, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
نعم. The Shaykh went on to say, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, that the illness of weak iman, that illness in and of itself, it has symptoms, it has signs. From those signs, and there are many signs, from those signs is that one falls into sin, and does the things that are prohibited, the muharramat. And from amongst the sinners are those who do a particular sin and continue to do that particular sin and do many other types of sins, and to the point that he has fallen into so many sins that he begins to not even feel the effect of that sin. The sin in and of itself, it becomes the norm for him. It becomes a normal pattern of behavior for him to sin, to the point that his heart no longer despises that sin. And it doesn't even feel, gradually, you know, that feeling of doing wrong goes away from his heart, even though he's sinning. And to the point that he may openly commit a sin, and fall into the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that all of my nation will be pardoned. That is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be pardoned. Except for those who openly commit the sin. And from amongst those, or from amongst openly committing sin, what is to be considered from committing a sin openly, is that a person, that a man, does an action at night time. He commits an action at night time. And then he wakes up, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered him, has covered his sin, and hidden it from the people. But he wakes up and he says, Ya fulan, oh so and so, last night I was doing such and such. Even though he had went to sleep, and his Lord had hidden that from the people, and so he wakes up and he removes the veil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had placed over his sin. And this has been related by, or collected by, Imam al-Bukhari. So this is the first time that a person will openly commit that sin. Second thing is to feel the hardness of the heart. Until the point that the individual does not even feel anything His heart is like a solid rock. It is not affected by anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, as it comes in Surah Al-Baqarah, then your heart became hardened after that, being like stone or even harder. For indeed there are stones from which rivers burst forth, and there are some of them that split open and water comes out. But as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, their hearts are like stones or rocks, or even harder. So the one who has a hard heart will not even be affected by the reminder of death, and not even seeing people who are dead or seeing funeral processions. As a matter of fact, he may even himself participate in a funeral by carrying one of the a person who has been killed, by carrying the corpse, and he will even throw the dirt over top of it. But because his heart is hard and like a rock, he will not be affected by this.
نعم. نعم. ومن ضعف الإيمان كذلك عدم إتقان العبادات، ومن ذلك شرود الذهن أثناء الصلاة وتلاوة القرآن والأدعية ونحوها، وعدم التدبر والتفكر في معاني الأذكار، فيقرأها بطريقة رتيبة مملة. هذا إذا حافظ عليها، ولو اعتاد أن يدعو بدعاء معين في وقت معين أتت به السنة، فإنه لا يفكر في معاني هذا الدعاء، والله سبحانه وتعالى لا يقبل دعاء من قلب غافل الله، أخرجه الترمذي وهو حديث صحيح. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان التكاسل عن الطاعات والعبادات وإضاعتها، وإذا أداها فإنما هي حركات جوفاء لا روح فيها. وقد وصف الله عز وجل المنافقين بقوله: وإذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى. ويدخل في ذلك عدم الاكتراث لفوات مواسم الخير وأوقات العبادة، فهو لا يبالي، وهذا يدل على عدم اهتمام الشخص بتحصيل الأجر، فقد يؤخر الحج وهو قادر، ويتأخر عن صلاة الجماعة ثم عن صلاة الجمعة. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يزال قوم يتأخرون عن الصف الأول حتى يخلفهم الله في النار، أخرجه أبو داود وهو حديث صحيح. ومثل هذا لا يشعر بتأنيب الضمير وتأنيب نفسه إذا نام عن الصلاة المكتوبة، وكذا لو فاتته سنة راتبة أو ورد من أوراده فإنه لا يرغب في قضائه ولا تعويض ما فاته، وكذا يتعمد تفويت كل ما هو سنة أو من فروض الكفاية، فربما لا يشهد صلاة العيد مع قول بعض أهل العلم بوجوب شهودها، ولا يصلي الكسوف والخسوف، ولا يهتم بحضور الجنازة ولا الصلاة عليها، فهو راغب عن الأجر مستغن عنه، على النقيض ممن وصفهم الله بقوله: إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. ومن مظاهر التكاسل في الطاعات التكاسل عن فعل السنن الرواتب وقيام الليل والتبكير للمساجد وسائر النوافل، فمثلا صلاة الضحى لا تخطر له بباله، فضلا عن صلاة الاستخارة وغيرها من النوافل، والله المستعان.
نعم، الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى he goes on, this is very important point that the Shaykh is mentioning here, that also from the signs or from symptoms that would show that one has weak iman is that he does not perfect his worship. From that is that at the time of salat he is not thinking about the salat. That is that his mind is in another place during the salat. Also, when he, for example, when he recites the Quran, or he makes a particular dua, he's not making it with his heart. He's just saying it with his tongue. So his mind, his heart is not into it. And so he's not thinking about the meaning of what he's actually saying, whether it be from the Quran or whether it's from the adhkar, the particular dhikr and the remembrance that he should be making. And so he kind of just reads it as if he's bored with it, or in a routine fashion. That is, if he even does it, even makes the dua, or makes the particular dhikr, he just does it as if it's a routine. And so if it is a particular habit of his to make a particular dua at a specific time that the sunnah has come with, he does not think about the meaning of that dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam said, لَا يَقْبَلُ دُعَاءَ مَنْ قَلْبُهُ مِنْ قَلْبٍ مِنْ قَلْبٍ مِنْ غَافِلٍ لَهُ. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the dua from a heart that is negligent, And this has been collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, and it is also in As-Sulsila Sahiha by Al-Imam al-Albani. Also from the signs of weak iman is that a person is lazy with his worship and with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he may not perform it at all. And if he does perform it, then it is just a matter of motions that he's going through. It doesn't have any spirit to it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the munafiqeen, or the hypocrites, with his statement, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. And if they do stand up to pray, then they stand up and they are lazy. And some of the things that enter into this is that a person does not take advantage of the what they call mawasim al-khayr. Okay, and a mawsim is a season. Just like we have seasons for different things. Okay, there are seasons where there are some seasons that are better than others. When the worship is multiplied, the reward of doing a particular deed is multiplied, or doing good deeds. And they don't take advantage of these particular seasons. And this shows that the person does not have any concern with getting the ajr, or getting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, for example, he may not perform the hajj, procrastinate, even though he has the ability to perform the hajj, and he doesn't, he comes late to salat in the masjid, comes late to jumu'ah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the person will continue to, stay away or be late and not get to the saf al-awwal, to be in the first row, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put them in the fire. And this is collected by Imam Abu Dawood, and Al-Albani declared it to be sahih in Sahih al-Tarzib. And so this person has no conscience. Even though inside of him, something inside of him may be telling him that what he's doing is wrong. Okay, but he doesn't feel it. He doesn't feel this thing inside of him. He doesn't pay any attention to it. To the point that, for example, if he oversleeps obligatory salat, or if he does not pray the sunnah al-ratibah, which are those superobligatory prayers that are prayed before and after some of the obligatory prayers. Or, for example, there was a particular part of the Quran that he would read every day, or something along these lines of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he misses it and he doesn't perform it, he doesn't really have the desire to make it up and make up the thing that he missed. And this is something that shows that his iman is weak. Or, for example, he may on purpose miss doing a sunnah or something that is a communal obligation. Like, for example, he doesn't go to Salatul Eid, even though some of the ulama say that it is obligatory for each person to go to Salatul Eid. But even for the ones that say it's a communal obligation, then this person, he doesn't go to Salatul Eid. Nor does he pray the eclipse prayer, whether it's the solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse. And he doesn't have any, you know, he doesn't go to the janazah, and to the funeral prayer, for example. And it is as if this person has no need for reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the exact opposite of the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described with his statement, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا وَكَانُوا لَنَا خَاشِعِينَ. And it is the opposite of those that Allah has described in his statement when he says that indeed they used to race to do the good and they would call upon us with hope and fear, and they had khashya or khushu', they had humility when it came to their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were khashya. Also, from the things that are signs of a person being lazy in their ta'ah and their obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they do not perform the sunnahs and the rawatib. As we mentioned before, those are the prayers that are prayed before and after certain obligatory prayers. They don't pray at night time, they don't make tahajjud, they don't pray qiyam al-layl. They don't go to the masjid early, and they leave off all of the other things that may be considered to be nawafil, or those things that are supererogatory to do, like for example, Salatul Duha. It doesn't even cross their mind to pray Salatul Duha and Salatul Istikhara, and other than that from the supererogatory acts and the acts that are desired in Islam.
نعم. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان ضيق الصدر وتغير المزاج وانحباس الطبع حتى كأن على الإنسان ثقلا كبيرا ينوء به ويصبح سريع التضجر والتأفف من أدنى شيء ويشعر بالضيق من تصرفات الناس حوله وتذهب سماحة نفسه وتغيب البشاشة عن فمه. وقد وصف النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الإيمان بقوله الإيمان الصبر والسماحة، وهو حديث صحيح في السلسلة الصحيحة. ووصف عليه الصلاة والسلام المؤمن بأنه يألف ويؤلف، ولا خير في من لا يألف ولا يؤلف، وهو حديث صحيح أيضا. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان عدم التأثر بآيات القرآن، لا بوعده ولا بوعيده ولا بأمره ولا نهيه ولا في وقته للقيامة. فضعيف الإيمان يمل من سماع القرآن ولا تطيق نفسه مواصلة قراءته، فكلما فتح المصحف كاد أن يغلقه، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان أيضا الغفلة عن الله عز وجل في ذكره ودعائه سبحانه وتعالى، فيثقل الذكر على الذاكر، وإذا رفع يده للدعاء سرعان ما يقبضهما ويمضي. وقد وصف الله المنافقين بقوله ولا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. وكذلك من مظاهر ضعف الإيمان عدم الغضب إذا انتهكت محارم الله عز وجل، لأن لهب المرض، فهذا لا يغضب إذا انتهكت محارم الله عز وجل، بل تراه ساكتا كأنه راضيا بالأمر. ولا ريب أن هذا داء خطير، وقد حذرنا منه النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهذا يدل على أن الغيرة من قلبه قد انطفأت، فتعطلت الجوارح عن الإنكار، فلا يأمر صاحبه بمعروف ولا ينهى عن منكر ولا يتمعر وجهه قط لله عز وجل. فرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يصف القلب المصاب بالضعف بقوله في الحديث الصحيح تعرض الفتن على القلوب كالحصير عودا عودا، فأي قلب أشربها أي دخلت فيه دخولا تاما نكتت فيه نقطة سوداء، أي نقط فيه نقطة حتى يصل الأمر إلى أن يصبح كما أخبر عليه الصلاة والسلام في آخر الحديث أسود مربادا بياض يخالقه السواد ويغلب عليه كالكوز مجخيا مائلا منكوسا لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا ما أشرب من هواه، أخرجه مسلم. فهذا زال من قلبه حب المعروف وكراهية المنكر، واستوت عنده الأمور، فما الذي يدفعه إلى الأمر والنهي؟ بل إنه ربما سمع بالمنكر يعمل في الأرض فيرضى به، فيكون عليه من الوزر مثل وزر من شاهده فأقره، كما ذكر عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح: إذا عملت الخطيئة في الأرض كان من شهدها فكرهها، وقال مرة أنكرها كمن غاب عنها، ومن غاب عنها فرضيها كما كان كمن شهدها، أخرجه أبو داود وهو حديث صحيح. فهذا الرضا منه وهو عمل قلبي أورثه منزلة الشاهد في الإثم، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he went on to say that also from the signs of weak iman is that a person's chest becomes tight. His whole persona changes. It is as if something has overcome the individual. He becomes angry quickly, and at the least of things. And he, even inside of himself, he's not comfortable with the people around him are doing. His smile leaves his face. His easiness goes away. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually explained iman with his statement that al-iman al-sabr wa-samaha. That iman is al-sabr, which is normally translated as patience or forbearance, and as-samaha, which is to be easygoing. Okay? So, and this is collected, and this is in the Silsila Sahih of Imam al-Albani. And he also describes the believer as being one who comes together with the people, and the people come together with him. And there is no good in one that is, that does not come together with the people, and the people who do not come together with him. For lack of a better translation, the word is ulfa, which means to be close to the people, to bring the people together, to bring some type of harmony amongst the people. Also from the signs of weak iman is that the person is not affected by the ayat of the Quran. He's not affected by its promises, nor is he affected by the threats that are in the Quran. He's not affected by the commands, nor is he affected by its prohibition. He's not affected by hearing the ayat that talk about the Day of Judgment. So, the one who is weak in iman, he actually gets bored when he listens to the Quran. And he's not able to himself, if he opens up the Quran, to read it. He can't. He can't continue to read it. As soon as he opens it up, it's as if he wants to close the Quran. Also from the signs that one has weak iman is that a person is negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his remembrance and supplicating to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is very difficult for him to make dhikr. And as soon as he raises his hand to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he puts his hand down and he goes about his business. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the hypocrites with his statement, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they do not mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except for a little. Also from the signs of weak iman is that a person does not get angry when the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are committed. So, this person's limbs do not make inkar, okay? Or they do not reject and speak out against that which is being done around them when the muharramat or the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being perform. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so when a person sees someone doing something, he does not command him to do that which is good, nor does he prohibit him from doing that which is evil. And his face does not even show any displeasure with that which is being done. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that this is a heart that is weak. As it comes in the hadith that is sahih, that the fitan or trials and tribulations come across the heart. One minute. The meaning of the hadith was in Sahih Muslim, and I think the Sheikh said it's number 144, so you can go back and look it up, because I'm not comfortable translating the exact translating it word for word. The meaning of the hadith is that the fitan will come, or the trials and tribulations will come across the heart little by little. So any heart that is consumed with these trials and tribulations, that means that the trials and tribulations enter upon the heart in totality, then his heart will be branded with a black dot. Okay? It will start out as one dot until it will reach the point that the heart will be, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described in the last part of the hadith. Until it becomes almost purely black. It will not know that which is good, nor, and it won't command with it, nor will it prevent or prohibit that which is evil, except for that which is in coincides with his desire. So so this one, he has the love for that which is good and hating that which is evil has been removed from his heart. And all of the affairs with him are the same. Whether one does evil or good is almost, it's like the same thing to him. So what is it that will push this one to do that which he is commanded to do and stay away from that which he is commanded to stay away from, or to tell others to do that which is good and to stay away from that which is evil? Rather, if this one, if this type of person who has this type of heart hears that which is evil, and hears that it is being done in the earth, and he is pleased with it, then he will also have the sin like the one who is doing it, or like the one who is watching it and approving of it, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, إذا عملت الخطيئة في الأرض كان من شهدها فكرهها وقال مرة أنكرها كمن غاب عنها. If there is a sin that is being performed, the one who sees that sin, this hadith is very important, the one who sees that sin and dislikes what he sees. And in another narration, he said, and refute that which he sees, speak out against it. He is like one who was absent from that sin being committed. It is like he wasn't there. وَمَنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا فَرَضِيَهَا كَانَ كَمَنْ شَهِدَهَا. And the one who did not see the sin being committed, he was not there, he was not present when it was being committed, however, he is pleased with it, it is like the one who has seen it. And this hadith has been collected by Imam Abu Dawood and authenticated by Imam Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. So this pleasure, or this being pleased by him and accepting this, which is an action of the heart, it is as if he is looking at that particular sin. That is, if he is present while their sin is being committed and he didn't say anything, he said it gives him the same level, or he is of the same, he is like the person who watched it and didn't say anything. He is like him as it relates to the sin of watching it and not saying anything about it.
نعم. نعم. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان أيضا انقسام عرى الأخوة بين المتآخين. يقول عليه الصلاة والسلام ما تواد اثنان في الله عز وجل أو في الإسلام فيفرق بينهما أول ذنب، وفي رواية ففرق بينهما إلا بذنب يحدثه أحدهما. أخرجه البخاري في الأدب المفرد وأحمد في المسند، وهو حديث صحيح. فهذا دليل على شؤم المعصية، والمعصية شؤمها قد يطال الروابط الأخوية ويقسمها. فهذه الوحشة التي يجدها الإنسان بينه وبين إخوانه أحيانا هي نتيجة لتدني الإيمان بسبب ارتكاب المعاصي، لأن الله تعالى يسقط العاصي من قلوب عباده فيعيش بينهم أسوأ عيش، ساقط القدر، ذري الحال، لا حرمة له. وكذلك يفوته رفقة المؤمنين ودفاع الله عنهم، فإن الله يدافع عن الذين آمنوا. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان عدم استشعار المسؤولية في العمل لهذا الدين، فلا يسعى لنشر الدين ولا يسعى لخدمة هذا الدين على النقيض من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فإن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لما دخلوا في الدين شعروا بالمسؤولية على الفور، وهذا الطفيل بن عمرو رضي الله عنه كم كان بين إسلامه وذهابه لدعوة قومه إلى الله عز وجل، لقد نفر على الفور لدعوة قومه، وبمجرد دخوله في الدين أحس أن عليه أن يرجع إلى قومه، فرجع داعية إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى. والكثيرون اليوم يمكثون فترات طويلة ما بين التزامهم بالدين حتى وصولهم إلى مرحلة الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل، ولا يتحرك ساكنا في الدعوة ولا يجتهد في نشرها ولا يستشعر ذلك، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان كثرة الجدال والمراء المقسي للقلب. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح ما ضل قوم بعد هدى كانوا عليه إلا أوتوا الجدل. أخرجه أحمد في المسند وهو في صحيح الجامع. فالجدل بغير دليل ولا قصد صحيح يؤدي إلى الابتعاد عن الصراط المستقيم. وما أكثر جدال الناس اليوم بالباطل، يتجادلون بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير. ويكفي دافعا لترك الخصلة الذميمة قوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنا زعيم ببيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء وإن كان محقا. أخرجه أبو داود وهو حديث صحيح. ومن مظاهر ضعف الإيمان أيضا المغالاة في الاهتمام بالنفس مأكلا ومشربا وملبسا ومسكنا. وكذلك أيضا من مظاهر ضعف الإيمان ترك محاسبة النفس وتفقدها، فإن محاسبة النفس مهمة في تجديد الإيمان. يقول جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. وقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. ويقول الحسن البصري لا تلقى المؤمن إلا وهو يحاسب نفسه. وقال ميمون بن مهران إن التقي أشد محاسبة لنفسه من شريك شحيح، يعني بخيل. وقال ابن القيم رحمه الله وهلاك النفس من إهمال محاسبتها ومن موافقتها واتباع هواها. فلا بد أن يكون للمسلم وقت يخلو فيه بنفسه ويراجعها ويحاسبها وينظر في شأنها وماذا قدم من الزاد ليوم المعاد. وختاما فإن على المسلم الكيس الفطن أن يحذر هذه الظواهر ويتعاهد نفسه ويداري أمره ويحرص على النجاة والسلامة. فالسلامة من هذا كله لا يعدل بشيء ولا يقدر بثمن. اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى أن تجدد الإيمان في قلوبنا. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا، وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان، واجعلنا من الراشدين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
نعم. شكرا شيخ حفظه الله تعالى. He went on to mention some of the other, what we're calling mazahir da'if al-iman, or the symptoms, those signs that show that one has weak iman. From amongst those signs is that the brotherhood amongst those who used to be brothers is corrupted. And they leave off being brothers amongst themselves. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in the authentic hadith that there are no two that have loved each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. And then they are split up, or a split comes between them. Except that it is because of a sin that one of them has committed. And this is collected by Al-Bukhari and Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, and also Al-Imam Ahmad in his authentic hadith. And so this is an indication and an evidence an evidence of the evil of sin, and that it could destroy the bond of brotherhood. And so the ill effect of the sin that one may find between himself and between his brothers, it could be due to the or result of the fact that one of them has weak iman, or because one of them has performed or committed some sin. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not, and the one who has committed a sin, He takes away the love of that person from the heart of His servant, the one who is a sinner. And so He lives between the people in a manner that is, as the Shaykh says, ثاقط القدر. He doesn't have any, the people do not look to him in a positive light. And he will not have the companionship of those who are true believers. And that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will also not receive the defense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will not defend him, because Allah, indeed, He defends those who believe. Then the Shaykh went on to say, Hafizahullah, that from the signs of weak iman is that a person does not feel responsible for working for this religion, working for this way of life. And he does not race to spread the deen amongst the people, nor does he race to serve this deen. And that is the opposite of the companions of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they entered into this deen, they felt the responsibility immediately. If you look at Tufayl ibn Amr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how much time elapsed between the time he accepted Islam and the time he went to go call his people to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He went out immediately to call his people to Islam. As soon as he entered into Islam, he felt the responsibility that was upon him to return to his people as a da'i, as a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people today, they accept Islam, and there is a long period of time between them accepting Islam and until they reach the point where they actually call to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, from the signs of iman is that a person is constantly involving himself in arguments and debates. These arguments and debates that will make one's heart hard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith that a people has not gone astray after guidance has been given to them, except that they are prone to al-jadal, which is false argumentation, or argumentation for no reason. This has been narrated by Al-Imam Ahmad. So a person who argues with no dalil, or he argues without having a correct objectives in his argument, then this is going to lead him away from the straight path. And how much, yani, do we see in these days the people arguing bil-batil, and they argue with falsehood. They don't have any proof for their argument. And they're arguing without knowledge and without guidance and without a book that is enlightened. They don't have any proof for the things that they're saying. They just argue. And it is enough to push us away from this negative quality of this arguing. That which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, and it means, it's collected by Abu Dawood, Sahih, and it means that I have a house, I guarantee a house in the middle of paradise for the one who leaves off arguing, even if he is correct. So, the Shaykh Hafizullah Ta'ala is telling us to think about this hadith. Also, from the signs of weak iman, and the Shaykh Hafizullah Ta'ala, he wants to stop at this point, is that a person leaves off taking account of himself. A person leaves off taking account of himself. And the reason that this is a sign of weak iman is that muhasabatun nafs, taking account of yourself, is extremely important for renewing your iman. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Oh, you believe, fear Allah and look to what you have put forth for tomorrow. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take account of yourself before you are taken account of. And Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, you will not find a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer, except that he takes account of himself. And Maymun ibn Mihran, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said that indeed, the taqi, the one who is a possessor of taqwa, the one who has the quality of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he takes account of himself more than a stingy business partner. Like a stingy business partner would take account of his partner, this is how the taqi, the one who has taqwa, the one who has true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how he takes account of himself. And Al-Imam ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the destruction of oneself is by leaving off being negligent of, or leaving off taking account of the soul. The destruction of the soul, or destruction of the self, is by leaving off taking account of the self. And by following one's desire. So it is very important that the Muslim has a time that he takes by himself, for himself, to look at himself and take account of himself and look at his affair and what has he put forth, what type of luggage will he be taking with him to the hereafter on that journey? What luggage does he have to take him to the journey of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in conclusion, we say that it is upon the Muslim who is intelligent and who is smart that he be cautious of these symptoms, and that he takes account of himself, that he looks at himself and looks at his affairs, and that he is diligent in saving himself, and that he is diligent in being free of the symptoms that we mentioned, because being free of these symptoms, there is nothing that is equivalent to it in this life. It is priceless. There is no price that can be put upon it. Oh Allah, the Nasheed Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he concluded by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his beautiful name and attributes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala renew our iman in our hearts, and that he makes beloved to us al-iman, and that he beautifies it in our hearts, and that he makes kufr, disbelief, and corruption, and sin, despised to us, and that he makes us from amongst the rashideen, those who are rightly guided. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. And it's past 11 o'clock here. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala, he said if there is a couple questions, two or three or something like that, that he'll be willing to take the questions, inshallah ta'ala.
Sahar, just bear with me. I'm calling to find out if there's any questions.
Please.
Taha.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I got a question, but it was not related to the topic.
Okay, this is what we do, inshallah ta'ala. But because it's late, the Sheikh said, inshallah, the Sheikh said that he'll do questions and answers next week, inshallah.
Next week,
inshallah ta'ala. You can just let everybody know that he'll do a open session, inshallah ta'ala, for questions and answers, bismillah. We'll send out, bismillah, send out the email.
Okay.
Okay?
No, it's fine.
Barakallahu fi. Jazakumullahu khair. Wa alaikum
as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.